Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with American Crate All-Star Series winner Ryan Hare. Then we'll speak with Rush Series winner Dimitri Ostrelos. And we'll have a conversation with Lucas Oil Series winner Max Blair. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Highland, Illinois. Tanner English wins the race and is crowned Week 4 champion of the Dirt Car Nationals. Denny Woodworth wins Quincy. Coles County goes to Michael Ledford, and Brody Tucker gets the checkers at Viola Boys. A big win at Terre Haute, Indiana for Mitchell Moles. Kyle Cummins wins Lincoln Park. Kokomo goes to Ricky Lewis. Dean Barnes wins Bloomington. Salem, it's Skeeter Crum. Grayson Price victorious at 24. Rush County goes to Joey Paxton. Josh Ebert Jr. in victory lane at Anderson. And at Speedrome, it's Robert Ebersole. Lee County in Iowa, Tommy Elson and Cole Gillenwater with the victories, while Tyler Courtney parks it in victory lane at Knoxville. Ohio at Fremont to Caleb Henry. Greg Blystone wins Dog Hollow in Pennsylvania. Bedford to Spike Moore. Chris Carpenter wins Ohio Valley in West Virginia and in Kentucky. At Mudlick, it's Mike Marler. Skylar Marler wins Willard and Thunder Mountain. Cooper Taylor gets it done at Hidden Hollow. 191 to Derek Fisher. 201 to Zach Dolm and Dalton Brown. Well, he gets Richmond and Rock Castle. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, first-time American Crate All-Star Series winner, and he did it at his hometown track, Elkins Speedway, Elkins, West Virginia. Ryan Hare, welcome to the show, and what a way to win a first big-time race, to do it at your home track. What was that the emotions as you came to victory lane?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on here. It's just definitely, I'm very grateful just to be interviewed. But yeah, a lot of emotions, you know, going through that as a track that I grew up at, you know, watching my dad race. He ran late models for years. And so that was a track that I have a lot of memories at. And I have some pictures of like when I was, you know, 6, 8 years old playing in the dirt. And I grew up there running mini wedges. And so just everything kind of full circle moment to win my first race. And just, it was definitely a very surreal moment.
Wow. The mini wedges, the almost just basically go-kart shaped to look a little bit like a race car, where those little tykes get their run and they become Ryan Hare's, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, winning at his home track, Elkins Speedway, beautiful part of the country. Now, it's been a couple of days since the win. Have they thrown you a parade? Have you been, you know, what's the phone been like in between this win and, you know, the victory lane celebration? How have those days been? Did you get a free soda at the soda shop or anything?
No, I wish. I mean, definitely going into church on Sunday, I had a lot of people that because I've been going to the same church since I grew up, so everyone just knows, you know, that's who I am. I'm a race car driver. And so it was like, of course, a lot of people telling me congrats. And so it was very good to hear, you know what I mean?
Well, and definitely well-deserved. Ryan Hare, winner at Elkins Speedway last weekend, his first big win, American Crate All-Star Series, runs all over the country. And we're chatting with Ryan on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Gasco Gaskets are engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So the race itself, you start a few rows back and have to work your way through. Was there a method to the madness, how you got around people? How was driving that event to be able to get up to the front? Did you stay in one lane, move around? Were there some folks that made it more difficult? What was the action like behind the wheel?
Well, I mean, early night, I felt like I had an okay car, but I just got kind of put backwards because I struggled with a fuel pressure issue all night and the motor was bogging. But come feature time, I had no fuel pressure. The gauge wasn't working. And so we put on our old fuel pump because we were just having issues all night. And we just kind of set it to whatever. And I knew we had a good car going into the feature. Usually when the track slows down, I become better of a race car driver, I guess. But starting seventh, I was up to third in like 10 laps. And on a restart with like 28 to go, I got in a second, but around like lap three, I told my dad, he's like, when did you think you could win? And I was like, probably on lap three.
Wow.
Cause I mean, I was just going around cars early and I just knew the car that I had that I felt like I had a chance to win it. And I rode behind Arrington for a little bit. And I started driving too hard. Cause I started licking my chops a little bit cause I knew he was right there in front of me. And, I had to kind of tell myself to use my head and just slow the car down and just run around the U-tires. Cause he was kind of running around the center and I could see his right rear just washing up a little bit off the corner.
But you got him at the end of it, running around down to the bottom by the big tires in the infield. Ryan Hare able to grab this big win at his home track at Elkins Speedway. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. I got to get to that scream in victory lane. Had you been like saving that? Is that something you've been waiting to do? You pound on the top of the car, you get out, you stand up and you're screaming. That looked really fun.
Oh yeah, it was a blast for sure. I always told my dad I was going to beat on the roof when I got my first win, and I got it. And I almost forgot about it when I was getting out of the car, and I remembered, and I knew I had to do it because that's going to kind of be my signature now because everyone's been talking about it.
You were a mini wedge driver as a little rascal and such, and then on up. Had you won there? When did the wins start coming for Ryan Hare?
I started crate racing in 2020, and actually I didn't grab my first win until 2024 at Tyler County. I won four features that year. And then last year we went touring with the Rush Series, and you know, that was a tough task in itself. It was hard to even make some of the shows that I've never been at, you know, some of the tracks like Stateline and Aries and Lernerville. And, but I've led a lot of laps at Elkins. I've probably led combined 60 laps at Elkins, and just always had just unfortunate things happen to where I couldn't get one. And I got one early this year, and we've just been working more and more just to get the thing better. And I've just been growing confidence every race. And I finally broke off the big one.
I think you did, winning the America Crate All-Star Series event last weekend at Elkins Speedway. Ryan Hare, where can we follow you on social media so we can keep up with all the doings?
You can follow my racing page, Ryan Hare Racing, on Facebook. And maybe we'll be starting a Twitter/X here soon to kind of just branch out more.
Well, he's branching out to a spot that looks like he's getting comfortable with. Victory Lane, Elkins Speedway, America Crate All-Star Series winner Ryan Hare. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the Rush Late Model Series newest winner from State Line Speedway, Demetrius Drellos. Hey, Demetrius, welcome back to the show. I know you were on the live show, way back, but now to have you here on the radio portion of it, and to do so in a dirt late model. What's it feel like to get this first win there with a whole lot of fenders around you?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's totally different than what I've grown up racing in the past decade. So it's really neat to do it. And, you know, we've been getting closer. We've gotten third, seconds. And, you know, it's just like something always went just a little bit not our way that night. And finally, last Saturday, it was the perfect thing. You know, we won the heat, the dash, and we had a really good race in the feature. And, you know, we put the right tires on, hit the setup just right, and did our job. So it was really accomplishing and felt really great to do that.
Oh, he had a great driver in the seat because I'll let him explain how much work he had to do to be a part of that great car getting it all done there, as well as the crew preparing it for him. Rush Series late model winner at State Line Speedway, grabbing his first of this type race car. Demetrius Drellos, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, which are engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Jeremy Wanderling, guy's won five titles in the Rush Series. I mean, he's you know, the epitome of just a great racer in this series. And those closing laps, you're out there trying to get your first career win in the Rush Series and battling with this legend. Kind of, you know, take us through what those laps are like as he slides you, and then you got to slide him back and back and forth in that. How, what's going through your head while you're trying to get your hands in the car to do what you want it to do too?
He's just as out of breath as I could be. I got out of that car, and I haven't had to work that hard in a long time to get a win. That was wild. So he took off in the very opening laps a little bit better than we did. He had soft tires on, and we had hard tires on for that feature. And he got a little bit of a jump on us, even though I had the pole position. He got us for the first few laps, and I charged back up on the outside, and, you know, and I got in front of him a couple times, and then a caution came out, and we just restarted first and second again, and we started sliding each other from there. He threw a slide job. I crossed him back over. We slid each other again. I swear, I think we passed each other three times in one lap. And we did that for about three, four laps straight. It was one of the best races I've been a part of in my entire career. I mean, you just don't see that very often where you can just keep passing each other and lean on each other a little bit. And then we lean on each other again. We rough each other up down the straightaway. And eventually we both get in our own lane and we settle out. And I end up being in the front on the bottom, and he gets behind me a little bit. And, you know, we finished the night off, you know, with me winning.
Man.
Awesome, right? Fantastic.
Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Demetrius Drellos, those laps up and down and slide and this and that, battling for his first win against the five-time series champion, Jeremy Wondering. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Demetrius Drellos. How about the handshake with Jeremy? Do you walk up to him? He walks up to you. What's that moment like in victory lane?
Well, the really awesome part is in the past year, we've become pretty good friends. Like our family, him, we've become really good friends with each other. And I didn't get out of the car yet. And he came over to my window and he shook my hand. He said, "Hey, that was awesome job," pretty much. And it worked out really, really well. So, you know, it's really cool that we can race hard like that, trust each other, not direct each other. And we get out and we're both smiling and happy about it. You know, I mean, we had fun about it. So it was a great time. And
that's
a lot.
That's why if you're listening for the first time, if you haven't been to a grassroots race across the country, that's some of the neatest things to see these guys battle at it and just hammer and tong going at it. And then in victory lane could shake each other's hand. And, you know, every now and then, you know, guys get ruffled. But, man, it's so special when you see what Demetrius Drellos, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, is telling us about his time in the Rush Series late model win at State Line Speedway. So, you know, you get done with that part and such, you know, the transition from big block to late model. That's where I want to go next. You know, what made you, you know, do it. And what have you found fun is maybe even more so with the late models now that you're really moving to becoming a late model star. What's cool about running in dirt late model?
Well, I think the national recognition you get in all late model divisions is a lot larger than you get in the dirt modified division. That's nothing against dirt modifieds, but they're very regional. And no matter how you look at it, outside of New York and a little bit of Pennsylvania and Canada, there's not much of it, zero. So we're, you know, the whole country is late models at this point. And that's what we all like to care about. And that's what products like to care about. And that's what's important in this day and age. So
how about driving the hot rod itself though? Cause you're on the side of the car versus the center of the car and so much else.
I think the whole point of it is when I want to run the bottom, I realize there's another extra foot and a half I can go lower because there ain't car there. Or if I want to go to the outside, there's about four more feet to the right of me. Besides the whole steering aspect of it, because the rack and pinion is totally different than the steering box and the modified. So the steering feels totally different. But the whole car is very unsimilar as much as you can get. One is black and one is white. It is not even close. But I've adapted, I think, fairly well at this point, and I actually feel more comfortable getting in my late model sometime than my modified at this point.
Wow, that's saying a lot for a guy who's the last decade has been about winning races, racing series, and going at it hammer and tong all the way through. Dimitri Estrelos now doing it in the Rush Late Model Series, taking his first series victory at Stateline Speedway last week. And to hear the fun and excitement, man, how can we follow you on social media to keep up with all this that you got going on now?
You can type in my name on Facebook, and there is my Facebook page for racing, my professional Facebook page. And I post on it all the time about where I'm going to be, where you can get my t-shirts, and how you can, you know, see me race, whether it's on Dirt Vision, Flow, The Cushion, or any of those other streaming apps. And I keep everyone updated on there.
Fans, find Dimitri Estrelos on social media. Keep up with him. Demetrius, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories, all under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Johnson
forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway at Ohio, Max Blair. And I got to imagine it's still pretty darn fresh to hear that. Got to be a pretty sweet sound. How's it feeling a few days after the fact, around the shop and all?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome for sure. We've had a long couple of days here. We come home to freshen up one of the race cars we're taking out west. So we've been pretty wide open, but it's been fun. We've had a bunch of people stop by the shop and congratulate us and stuff. So it's been pretty neat.
Well, it's darn well earned. Max Blair on the profabrication.com hotline started 15th against, just some of the best there is. Devin Moran, Hudson O'Neill, they finished second and third behind him. Clay Harris, Ricky Thornton Jr., Logan Zarin, Brandon Shepard, Josh Reich, Brian Shirley, all those guys. You had to get around at some point during the event to get this checkers. How do you even start, though, with a 50-lap race and you're coming off the green at 15th? What do you do to put your mind in the right spot there to hope that you can even see the podium?
We've been pretty used to starting in the back this year, so it's kind of a normal thing. But, we got the fourth there, and I was pretty happy with that. I thought that was, 15th to fourth, that's a pretty good run. And then we started running them down, and I didn't know how many laps were left for sure, so I just kind of got up on the wheel and tried as hard as I could, and we got there with two laps to the good, I guess.
Well, he definitely did, and he got all the fruits of the labor and got the 25,000 victor's purse. Max Blair, Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, made it all the way up, as he said, to the top four, and then some cautions around lap 47 or so, and you had Moran and O'Neill to still work your way around. For us that watch and we look out and we see, drivers juking around a little bit there before they actually go to the green, and then, we see you guys and it's just chaotic from outside looking in. But what are some of the defensive moves those two young drivers probably were trying to throw at you and anybody else who would try to get them, that maybe we need a little education to see better? What are you seeing inside the car that they're doing to try to defend those spots that they cherish too?
Well, we took the lead under green. The yellow didn't come out until after I was already in the lead. So it was green to checkered all the way, or green till the yellow didn't come out until after we were leading on lap 48 or whatever it was. But they were racing pretty hard for the win there in front of me, which probably actually helped me out, because it was, they were all three racing each other hard enough. It was slowing them down a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. They get to working on themselves and you get a front row seat of it. You can kind of pick and choose, and he chose right on. Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway, Max Blair on the profabrication.com hotline. The hotline's brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Passing cars seems to be at a premium in dirt super late model racing. The silhouette of air so big and so challenging and such. This season, though, you've passed more cars than just about anybody else. What are you seeing the air like Dale Earnhardt used to say he could do? What helps you pass these cars in these tough conditions, without giving away secrets, but help us understand what the, how you and the car work together to get around them with that air being so dirty, as everybody says.
Yeah, I don't really know if I have an answer for that. I wish we weren't starting that far back. We need to qualify better and start farther toward the front. We probably would run a little better sometimes, but, we're working on it. I think we got a pretty good feature time package now. We just need to get better early on. So we're putting our heads down and we're trying to get better at it, though.
Are there some cars that, they're handmade, even though, they come from Longhorn or Rocket or wherever the chassis, but the bodies and such, are there silhouettes of air that are more challenging on one guy than another? And do you almost have to catalog, I'm coming up on this guy, he's going to be, the air is going to give this to my car different than another one? Is that some of it? Almost like different 18-wheelers for us on the highway, might feel an air bubble different out there. Is that also the case on the racetrack?
I don't think air as much as just, the 15 of us run Lucas or 17 or whatever there is. We race together every week. So you kind of know everybody's tendencies and what you think they're going to do. So, you kind of anticipate what they're going to do as a driver, I would say, more than anything to do with air.
Well, and now they could anticipate a real challenge from Max Blair and a closed deal to get to victory lane as he won the Lucas Oil Series race at Muskingum. Top five in points, headed on out. For the driver, you get all the phone calls and the interviews and such, but from a crew perspective, your dad, Vinny Giuliani, I know he helps the team and such. How much of a statement race is this for those guys to hold their head up when you get to the next Lucas Oil race and just to feel the weight of the victory now off of them as well?
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's how they feel anyway, right? We work really hard, and our team's a lot smaller than some of the other teams out here, so sometimes we got to work hard to be able to compete, and I feel like we all do a good job of that, and everybody does their part. So hopefully maybe we can keep a little momentum rolling. You know, we're going to some racetrack I've struggled at in the past here, so hopefully maybe we can turn that around and have a decent little trip here.
Heading out west to 34 Raceway in Iowa, Lucas Oil Raceway down in Wheatland, Missouri. A couple of the stops for the Lucas Oil Series coming up, and we're chatting with the recent winner at Muskingum Speedway in the Lucas Oil Series, Max Blair, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How about the driver feeling that momentum yourself as you go? We're gonna skip a little lighter as you get to these West Racing events.
It feels good, don't get me wrong, but one of my good friends and somebody I take a lot of advice from has told me multiple times in this racing deal, like, you can't let your highs get too high and your lows get too low. You got to stay right down the middle. So that's kind of what we're doing. And we got home, washed all day Sunday in the rain, and worked all day yesterday, and finishing up now, getting ready to leave. So it's just kind of been a normal work week with a few more congratulation texts, I guess, which is super cool. Don't get me wrong.
Humble, but certainly well-earned and well-deserved by the entire crew and their driver, Max Blair, the Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway. Thanks for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Pagan.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Of course, there was all kinds of fireworks last weekend, but expect more at the racetracks this weekend. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.